SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, the Deep Dive Review. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence is a heavy engine building Eurogame for 1 to 4 players, ages 14 plus, 40 to 160 minutes, by designer Tomáš Holík, published by Czech Games Edition in 2024. You run a research institute launching probes across a rotating solar system, scanning distant star sectors, and crunching data to be first to discover alien life. The record says it is excellent. It won the 2025 Deutscher Spielpreis Gold, took Golden Geek Heavy Game of the Year and Best Thematic Game, and sits around an 8.3 average on BoardGameGeek with a tilde 3.7 to 3.8 complexity weight, verified June 2026. If you want one heavy 2024 euro with a genuine science soul, this is the one to buy. The base game is all most players will ever need. Let me be exact, because that is what I do. SETI is not a party game with a telescope sticker on the box. It is a five-round, multi-action, multi-use card euro that asks you to plan 3 or 4 turns ahead, while the planets literally rotate out from under your launch windows. The hook that everyone repeats, it's the search for alien life, is real and it is earned. The cards depict actual missions, the Herschel Space Observatory Mariner 10, the designer cites Carl Sagan's Cosmos as his North Star, and the whole arc bends from tiny probe, tiny income toward I have detected something out there. But a hook is not a verdict. Below I separate the marketing from the manual, name the 5 alien species you'll actually meet, show you how to not lose your first game, and tell you plainly who should skip it. Every fact carries a date and a source. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is SETI, and is the real science hook genuine or marketing? The answer first, the science homage is genuine, but it is a homage, not an official partnership with the SETI Institute. The record says designer Tomáš Holík built the game out of love for popular astronomy, citing Carl Sagan directly. He was heavily influenced by the popularizer of astronomy and science, Carl Sagan, particularly his books, lectures, and the TV series Cosmos, which he says he must have seen at least 100 times, CGE Designer Diary 1, 28 March 2024. The cards carry real missions and real facts. The Voyager Golden Record, the Herschel Space Observatory, Mariner 10, and CGE's own copy promises 200-plus cards that feature real technologies, projects, and discoveries. Verified, that is true. The deck is a genuine astronomy reference shelf in card form. The myth to retire, there is no documented formal collaboration with the actual SETI Institute or a credentialed astronomer consultant in the published materials. The science is lovingly accurate flavor and theming. It is not a peer-reviewed instrument. Treat it as the best themed euro of its year, not a textbook, and it more than survives that framing. Where the theme actually lives, unlike many pasted-on euros, SETI's theme is load-bearing. Probes really do chase planets across rotating orbital tracks, and discovering an alien species mechanically unlocks new cards and board spaces mid-game. Robbie reviews, every action from launching a probe to analyzing data feels grounded in the real-world search for extraterrestrial life. The Sagan lineage, on the record Holík's stated inspiration is Carl Sagan's Cosmos and the Voyager Golden Record, both cited in his own designer diary. The flavor facts on the cards, for example, neutron star density trivia, come from that same well. What is in the box, exactly? The record says, 216 cards and a great deal of cardboard and wood. Verified against Czech Games Edition's own component list, 138 project cards, 55 alien cards, 4 starting income cards and 19 solo action cards, 216 total. Boards. A solar system board with rotating discs, a tech board, a planetary board, 4 sector boards, 4 dual-layer player boards, and 5 alien species boards. Tokens and tiles, 48 tech tiles, 4 gold scoring tiles, 60 credit energy tokens, 33 alien tokens and tiles, and 24 solo objective tiles. Wood, 160 pieces, 32 probe figures, 120 player markers, 4 publicity counters, 4 score counters. Plastic, 71. A single sun piece plus 70 data tokens, plus the rulebook and reference sheets. This is a premium tier box and it shows. The deck, broken down 138 project cards plus 55 alien cards plus 4 starting income plus 19 solo equals 216 total. The 138 project cards are the heart of the engine. You will see only a fraction in any single game. Footprint warning between the solar system board, 4 sector boards, the tech and planetary boards, and 4 player boards. SETI is a table hog. Budget a full dining table for 3 or 4 players. How does the engine and exploration actually play? The answer first. SETI is a multi-use card engine builder wrapped around a spatial proband signal puzzle, played over 5 rounds. Each card can be used 3 ways for its printed effect, paying credits, as ongoing income, or as a one-time bonus. So every draw is a real decision, not a hand filler. On your turn, you choose among 8 main actions. Play a card, launch a probe from Earth, move orbit a probe around a planet, land a probe to collect samples, scan a distant star sector, analyze collected data, research a tech upgrade, or take income. The spatial twist is the part marketing undersells. The solar system board rotates, so the cheap launch window to Mars or Jupiter you wanted this round may be gone next round. Verified by Board Games Land. The 138 cards in SETI are central to gameplay having multiple uses. This versatility makes it so that every card shows its value. The 3 discovery tracks, scanning, landing, and data, feed a shared race. Complete enough of each and an alien species is revealed for everyone. That mid-game reveal is the engine's second gear. As Lincoln Hopp, the game bard, put it, you start pretty basic, just a few simple actions, but as you build up your engine, your actions get more powerful, your choices get more interesting. A player board for one space agency, where income, energy, and the tech engine all come together. The second gear is the aliens, the game bard. Just when you think you've mapped out these 3 celestial paths to victory, SETI throws in another variable that changes everything, aliens. The reveal injects new cards and board options exactly when your engine is mature enough to exploit them. Multi-use cards equals the real skill ceiling board game shots. Multi-use cards are a core mechanic in SETI and are implemented well. Learning to read a card as income now versus effect later is the single highest leverage skill in the game. Is it worth it? The awards and the honest caveats worth it emphatically for the right table. The record is one of the strongest awards runs of any 2024 release. Verified, SETI won the 2025 Deutscher Spielpreis Gold, Germany's premier community voted prize, beating Endeavor, Deep Sea, that year's Kennerspiel des Jahres winner, and Bombusters, that year's Spiel des Jahres winner, into second and third, announced 27 October 2025. It also took the Golden Geek Awards for Heavy Game of the Year and Best Thematic Game, plus Dice Tower honors including Game of the Year. On Board Game Geek, it carries roughly an 8.3 average with a tilde 3.7 to 3.8 weight, verified June 2026. Now the caveats, because a premium review owes you both sides. First, length. At 4 players, this is a long evening and turns balloon. Meeple Mountain is blunt. SETI at the max player count is a miss. Instead of waiting 60 seconds to take a turn, you might wait 5 to 7 minutes. This in a game that is already a multiplayer solitaire experience. Second, analysis paralysis. What board game notes the game can be prone to a little AP as people try to figure out their turns? If your group includes a deep overthinker, SETI will test everyone's patience. The 2025 podium it topped Deutscher Spielpreis 2025 to first SETI, second Endeavor, Deep Sea Kennerspiel des Jahres winner, third Bombusters Spiel des Jahres winner. A community-voted clean sweep of the year's other top titles. 4 players is the weak spot multiple reviewers converge here. SETI shines at 1-3 and drags at 4. If you mostly play with a full table of slower planners, weigh that honestly before buying. How do you play your first game well? Here is the practical answer, ordered by how much it will save your first score. 1. In rounds 1-2, build income before you build ambition. Launching and moving probes costs credits and energy you won't have if you splurged early. Prioritize cards that generate ongoing income and cheap scanning to fund the back half. 2. Respect the rotation. Plan launches around where planets will be, not where they are. A probe queued for a planet's close approach can cost a fraction of a badly timed one. 3. Lean into multi-use cards. The most common beginner mistake is playing every card for its effect. Veterans bank cards as income or bonuses to smooth their economy. As the SETI Fan Hub analysis notes, the design heavily favors playing cards. so a hand management plan beats raw actions. 4. Don't ignore the alien tracks, but don't tunnel on them either. The species typically reveal around round 3 Meeple Mountain. The aliens always showed up in my third round, positioned to benefit from the reveal rather than forcing it alone. 5. Pick one of the 3 discovery avenues, scanning, landing, or data, as your spine and let the other 2 feed it, rather than spreading thin across all 3. First games feel breezy and a little aimless, that is normal. The clarity arrives on game 2, which nearly every reviewer reports. Components in play, tokens, probes, and the dual layer boards that keep the galaxy organized. The economy comes first, early rounds reward boring, compounding income. The flashy probe and land plays only pay off once your engine can fund them, usually rounds 3 to 5. Game 2 is the real game, Lincoln Hop, the game bard. No game has ever changed so drastically from my first impression to my third play. Ever, ever. Expect your first play to be a tutorial, judge SETI on play 2 or 3. Replayability, the 5 aliens and the expansion, the answer first. Replayability is high, and it is structural rather than bolted on. The record says 5 alien species ship in the box, but only 2 appear in any given game, and you don't know which 2 until they're discovered. Verified, the 5 are the Anomalies, the Maskamites, Aumuamua, the Centaurians, and Exodus. Each rewrites a slice of the game when revealed. Per community analysis, the Anomalies add a light area majority minigame. The insectoid Maskamites push you to land probes on Jupiter and Saturn. Aumuamua opens an extra place to scan. The Centaurians run a touch more powerful and energy-hungry. Pair that with variable solar system setups and a 138-card project deck you only partially see, and Robbie Review's summary holds. With 5 unique alien races, only 2 used per game, variable solar system setups, and a massive deck of cards with distinct effects, no 2 games feel the same. For most owners, the base box is a years-long game on its own. The expansion SETI, Space Agencies, announced 30 April 2025, debuted at Spiel in October 2025, adds asymmetric agencies with unique starting powers, 3 more alien species, and 40 plus new project cards, a depth and variety add-on, not a fix for anything broken. Buy it later if SETI becomes a table staple, you do not need it to start. The solar system and player areas mid-search, as data points resolve into possible signs of life. Meet the 5 Anomalies, balanced plus light area majority, Maskamites insectoid, reward landing on Jupiter-Saturn. Aumuamua adds a scanning site, Centaurians stronger, more energy hungry, and Exodus, only 2 enter any single game. Expansion is a later, not a must SETI. Space Agencies Spiel 2025 brings asymmetric agencies, 3 new aliens and 40 plus cards. It deepens an already complete game. The base box stands fully on its own. Who is SETI for and who should pass? Buy it if you like heavy engine builders where the theme actually drives the mechanics, you enjoy planning several turns ahead, you play mostly at 1 to 3 players. The solo mode ships with 24 objective tiles and 19 dedicated solo cards and is genuinely strong. And you loved the arc of terraforming Mars or Beyond the Sun. Tabletop gaming nails the comparison. It's a great option if you like Terraforming Mars, a similarly satisfying medium-weight space-themed Euro game. Pass, or at least demo first. If your group is allergic to downtime, you mostly play with a full table of 4 including slow planners, or you want lots of direct player interaction, SETI is, by consensus, a low-conflict multiplayer solitaire point race. You compete for spaces and the alien race, not by attacking each other. It is also a poor fit for players who want a light 45-minute filler. At full weight, this is an evening's main event, not a warm-up. The honest one-line filter, if the phrase, "I planned my whole next turn while you took yours," sounds like a feature, SETI is a likely all-timer for you. If it sounds like a chore, look elsewhere. Solo players, take note, SETI is widely praised as a top-tier solo Euro, 24 solo objective tiles and 19 solo action cards in the box. If you game alone, the 4-player downtime caveat simply doesn't apply to you. Not a gateway, not a filler at tilde 3.7 to 3.8 board game geek weight, this is a hobbyist-heavy Euro. New or casual players should cut their teeth elsewhere first. Bring this out for an experienced table. Final verdict. Buy the base game, and unless SETI becomes a permanent fixture at your table, the base game alone is the right call. The record is unusually clear. SETI is the most awarded heavy Euro of its year, 2025 Deutscher Spiel Preis Gold, Golden Geek Heavy Game of the Year plus Best Thematic, Dice Tower Game of the Year. It sits around an 8.3 on Board Game Geek at a tilde 3.7 to 3.8 weight, verified June 2026. And its science homage, Carl Sagan, the Voyager Golden Record, Herschel, Mariner 10, is the most convincing theme integration a Euro has managed in years. It is genuinely excellent. The two honest caveats are well documented and easy to plan around. It drags at four players, and it rewards overthinking with downtime. Neither touches solo or one to three player tables, where SETI is close to a flawless heavy Euro. If you love planning several turns ahead while the planets rotate away from your launch window, this is your game of the year. If you want quick, confrontational or light, look elsewhere. The Myth to Retire on your way out. It is not an official SETI Institute product. It is something arguably better, a love letter to the search that happens to play brilliantly. Frequently asked questions. How long does SETI take to play? Czech Games Edition lists 40 to 160 minutes, roughly 40 minutes per player. In practice, a focused one to two player game runs about 60 to 90 minutes. A four-player game with deliberate planners can push 2 hours or more. Plan a full evening for a learning game at higher counts. Is SETI good as a solo game? Yes, it's widely regarded as a top-tier solo Euro. The box includes 24 solo objective tiles and 19 dedicated solo action cards, and the engine-building arc shines without any downtime concerns. If you mostly game alone, SETI is an easy recommendation. How many players is SETI best with? 1 to 3. Multiple reviewers agree it sings at lower counts and drags at 4, where turns can stretch to 5 to 7 minutes each, Meeple Mountain. If your regular table is a full 4 of slow planners, demo it first. How complex is SETI? Can beginners play it? It carries a Board Game Geek weight of roughly 3.7 to 3.8 out of 5, verified June 2026. A genuine hobbyist heavy Euro. It is not a gateway game. Players comfortable with terraforming Mars, Beyond the Sun or Dune, Imperium will be at home. Brand new players should start lighter. What are the 5 alien species in SETI? The Anomalies, the Maskamites, Aumuamua, the Centaurians and Exodus. Only 2 appear in any given game, and you don't know which until they're discovered, at which point their unique cards, tokens and board effects enter play. Did SETI win any major awards? Yes. It won the 2025 Deutscher Spiel Preis, Gold, announced 27 Oct 2025, the Golden Geek Awards for Heavy Game of the Year and Best Thematic Game, and Dice Tower Honours including Game of the Year. It notably beat the year's Spiel des Jahres and Kennerspiel des Jahres winners to the Deutscher Spiel Preis. Is SETI an official SETI Institute product or based on real science? It is a science homage, not an official SETI Institute product. The cards depict real missions and discoveries, Voyager Golden Record, Herschel Space Observatory, Mariner 10, and designer Tamás Holík cites Carl Sagan's Cosmos as his inspiration, but there is no documented formal partnership with the SETI Institute. The science is lovingly accurate theming, not a peer-reviewed instrument. What's in the SETI box? 216 cards, 138 project, 55 alien, 4 starting income, 19 solo, a rotating solar system board, tech and planetary boards, 4 sector boards, 4 dual-layer player boards, 5 alien species boards, 48 tech tiles, 60 credit energy tokens, 33 alien tokens tiles, 24 solo objective tiles, 160 wooden pieces, Inkle, 32 probes, a plastic sun, 70 data tokens and the rulebook. How much does SETI cost? Is the SETI Space Agency's expansion necessary? Number the base game is complete and stands fully on its own. Space Agency's Spiel 2025 adds asymmetric agencies, 3 more alien species, and 40 plus project cards. It deepens variety for players who have made SETI a regular. Buy it later, not first. Does SETI have a lot of player interaction? Not much directly. It's a low conflict, multiplayer solitaire point race. You compete for limited spaces on planets and for the shared alien discovery race, but you don't attack or directly disrupt opponents. If you want confrontation, this isn't it. How does SETI compare to Terraforming Mars? They're close cousins. Both are card-driven space engine builders with low to medium interaction. SETI is a touch heavier, 3.7 to 3.8 versus 3.2 to 3.3 Board Game Geek weight. Adds a spatial probe rotation puzzle and a mid-game alien reveal, and has a stronger dedicated solo mode. Tabletop Gaming explicitly calls it a great pick for terraforming Mars fans.